Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we spoke about how society wants us to like eating bugs? Other societies eat bugs? Where there's going to be a push for us to eat non-traditional food because of potential food shortages and issues with growing. And lab-grown meat might actually beat the bugs to the grocery store shelves than bugs, because a lot of people really aren't into the whole cricket thing. Like, even if you told me it's a chocolate-covered cricket, I might think about it, but then go, nah. And my only issue with that is when you have insects that run around, dog feces, cat feces, if you can't assure me that you cleaned that insect off as well as it needed to be, then I'm pretty much probably not going to eat it. And I'm not against us having insects as protein sources in our food. It's just it has to be processed properly. And so you're not going to be eating later whole crickets. It's going to be a powder. They're going to pulverize insects into a protein powder. And then that, is going to be infused in foods. So you will be eating yogurt or ice cream or something that'll have that infused in. So then you'll say, okay, I got my protein for the day. And that powder can be sterilized. There can be processes, or maybe not sterilized, but processes to kill off bugs. It just wouldn't then denature the protein component of it. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Well, lab-grown meat is slowly taking hold. It's expensive. But there is a California restaurant that is going to serve lab-grown poultry. It's going to be kind of expensive. This California restaurant will be the second one in the U.S. to sell it. There is going to be, it's going to be the chicken in a six-course event, and they'll do that once a month. There's just not enough of it to actively feed masses of people. But this is going to be Michelin-starred Bar Kren in San Francisco. We'll serve poultry that was grown in a laboratory as part of a $150 a head tasting course menu. And we're being told by Daily Mail it's already sold out. One of the six courses will be man-made chicken coated in a Ricino Negro tempura batter, drizzled with burnt chili aioli, and garnished with edible flowers. It's going to look pretty. But cultivated meat is going to be one of the food sources of the future. It became legal to sell, I think, only last month. So Bar Kren is going to be one restaurant. I have to double check what the other restaurant is going to be, but I guess it's one of two. And the man-made meat was made by Upside Foods, one of two USDA-approved manufacturers of cultivated meat. The chief operating officer, Amy Chen, told Food and Wine magazine, it was important to be able to showcase the chicken and to recognize that this is a whole-cut piece of chicken. The recipe really fit into that broader story about sustainability and artisanship and stewardship. Everything about it is just exquisite. So how do they do it? Well, they take a sample of stem cells These are the building blocks of muscles and other organs and cells from the animal. They put it in the petri dish. They add amino acids, carbohydrates, and other components to help the muscle cells multiply and grow. And then once enough muscle fibers have grown, then, because chicken meat is the muscle. Same thing with your steak. It's the muscle. So if they can grow the muscle fibers and make into a piece of muscle, they've made the meat. Bar Cren is apparently a restaurant by French chef Dominique Cren, who's 58 years old and is famous for being the only woman in the U.S. to achieve 3 Michelin stars. She's also been on Iron Chef, created dishes with alternative chicken after taking meat off her menu in 2018. So the restaurant's going to offer this lab-grown meat the first weekend of every month as part of a tasting menu. I believe Singapore is the only other country with approval for lab-grown meats for sales. They say the European Union, Israel, and other countries are working on regulatory frameworks for cultivated meat, but have not approved a product yet for human consumption. So a 2022 study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology found that 35% of meat eaters and 55% of vegetarians would be too disgusted to try the cultivated meat. I would try it. The problem is once you know it, it bothers you. Like, how many times have you eaten tofu accidentally? And you thought it was fine until somebody said it was tofu, and you're like, oh, okay, well, now I know it's not meat. Well, so I really think you could trick your brain into it. And I don't think anybody should be tricked. I think there should always be transparency. But maybe that's how we would be able to get, maybe non-traditional food into us. Now, personally, I just don't think we need to eat that much meat. But I'm looking at what people eat. I mean, we have a lot of restaurants, a lot of food places. There's a lot of food in the grocery stores, and we have hundreds of millions of Americans, not to mention, 8 billion people on the globe? Do we have enough food? Do we really? I mean, when I look at this, I'm like, I mean, how many cows must you have? Where is the world population right now? Let me just double check that number. World population number. Hold on. Oh, it doesn't say. I'm sorry. Okay, really? It's got it. Even ChatGPT works faster. Oh, yeah. Almost 8 billion. So, yeah, I don't know. I would try it. I do love tasting menus because there's so many yummy eats on that. But $150 for fake meat? I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you've been hearing a lot of back and forth that workers who work from home are, the studies are showing they're just as productive. It's good. They are just as productive as if they were there at work playing solitaire on the computer or talking to other individuals. I mean, to me, I do notice I get more done at home. You know, because when people would come into my office or want to talk or want to go to lunch, you know, I don't necessarily stop to go to lunch when I'm working from home. So I'm more productive. But there's been some debate, and employers have questioned, are they really working? Are they watching TV? Are they getting sun? Are they doing errands? And so we have suspected that working from home is not as effective. Well, we have a study. This is being reported by NBER.org showing the differences in productivity. they looked at data, and this was in India, and they found the productivity of workers randomly assigned to working from home was 18% lower than those in the office. Two-thirds of the effect manifested itself from the first day of work, with the remainder due to quickly learning by office workers over time. We found negative selection effects for office-based work. Workers who prefer home-based work are 12% faster and more accurate at baseline. We also find a negative selection on treatment. Workers who prefer homework are substantially less productive at home than at the office. So, you know, I understand this is the National Bureau of Economic Research. And this debate, it kind of blows my mind that we have to debate it and study it and talk about it so much. But these companies are struggling, and many of you are feeling the after effect of it. In fact, Mike Bloomberg says he's tired of remote work excuses, especially when it comes to civil servants. He says this has gone on too long. The pandemic is over. Now, Michael Bloomberg, who I believe was a presidential candidate last election, said he has had it with federal employees logging in from home, saying taxpayers are footing the bill for empty offices. This is something we spoke about last week, where you have millions of dollars of commercial office space that our tax dollars are going to, not being used because people aren't going back to work. Bloomberg's co-founder, CEO, and majority shareholder delivered this review, according to Yahoo Finance, that agencies are still allowing staff to work from home the majority of their time, and it's gone on too long. He says the pandemic's over. Excuses for allowing offices to sit empty should end too. Bloomberg was mayor of New York from 2002 to 2013. Now, a report from the United States Government Accountability Office published in July said federal agencies spend $5 billion a year to lease office buildings, a further $2 billion on maintaining and operating these. But when the analysis looked at 24 government agencies, they said 17 of the organizations were using the sites less than 25% of the time. They said agency managers were reluctant to share office space with other federal teams and pointed out that any reduction in office space would reduce energy costs, overall costs, but no, they want to keep the space. And, you know, it just kind of blows my mind that we're still struggling with this. So you as an employee now have a much different job market, and you have also much different attitudes towards you. You know, what is it, once bitten, twice shy? So when an employer gets, let's say, gives raises, pays more, just to find out that somebody was working from home, working multiple jobs, right, now they are going to be on guard for anybody to do that to them. And the thing I'm noticing is there's individuals who have been bragging that they've had these quote-unquote lazy girl jobs. They call them lazy girl jobs, which I don't like that term, where you can make $60,000 or $80,000 doing practically nothing at home. I don't know how realistic that is. During the pandemic, yeah, I saw a lot of my friends basically lay out at the pool while getting full salary. And that did bother me because I had to work for every penny I got. And I'm like, well, you know what? You deserve a break. Good for you. I just don't know if that's still that realistic. And of course, I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is this rumor maybe still being projected, and we might have a false expectation that if you work from home, you get to basically quiet quit or be lazy or not have to work? And, you know, I think employers have changed things around a lot, because the average employer doesn't have $60,000 or $80,000 to pay to somebody who's not really making that money. And an employer doesn't want you to break even. They want you to be so productive that they make a profit on each worker. I mean, if you have, let's say, a sandwich shop, you don't want to just sell 5 sandwiches that day. That barely pays for, but if you could sell 50, Now, that person's making you money. Staff is supposed to make the job money, because not only does the employer have to pay for the staff's wage, but also their taxes, their health insurance, their days off. That's how it works. If they're making enough money, hell yeah, we're paying your PTO. But if the company's not making money on you, well, then, you know, then they rethink the salary or they rethink your productivity. You know, I had applied for a job a while back that, and you know how I usually work two or three jobs. I just always have. Because if you lose one, at least there's another form of income. And so when I hired this job, they asked, was I making any other income? And I said, well, you know, I do telemedicine, you know, on the side. I see patients. And they actually said that they would want me to funnel that money that I am making working from home on nights and weekends to them so they could turn around and then pay my salary for me working for them Monday through Friday. And I'm like, say what? They go, yeah, in order for us to make a position for you, we need money. So you pay us to hire you. I'm like, I have never heard of that. But this is some of the BS. And there are actually jobs where if you have other sources of income, you pay a tax or you help that money go to them for them to help pay your... Why would you do that? Now you're working for free. Doesn't make sense. But this is what's going on. And it's a very frustrating sort of job market. And so maybe those individuals who really are getting money for nothing, if you do really exist, we'd love to hear from you. Obviously, they're not very transparent because they don't want to lose their cush job. But I'm starting to wonder that maybe those jobs really aren't as bountiful as we think. Because I just don't know how an employer could pay for that. You can't. Not in this economy. So as taxpayers, we should demand that we get tax breaks or money back if our federal employees do get to work from home. Now, mind you, these federal jobs, yeah. These federal jobs, it's not an actual employer that's like, this hurts. It's the government, and the government's paying for it. So, yeah, if you could get a government job and work from home, might be nice. But, you know, the average private sector, no, it's not. I don't think it's very, very realistic. And so, you know, for you to now try to get a new job, you know, they're going to be looking for red flags to not hire you. And if this is in the private sector and you go, how much can I work from home, which is a very valid question, they might take that the wrong way. So if you are in an interview and you're trying to kind of feel out, is it hybrid? Is it, you know, you might want to open with, I love working on site. I love working hybrid. Whatever this job entails, I'm on board. Do you mind my asking so I could prepare babysitting and childcare? Oh, it's a hybrid. Okay, fantastic, fantastic. What days? You know, and you know, just show that you're open. But if you're like, sorry, I can only work from home, well, you might not get the job. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says it's a sad day for America. He made those comments yesterday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Job numbers from July come out this morning. Analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions added. Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson are back in office after a special election. The Republican-dominated State House expelled the two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor in favor of stronger gun laws. Lottery players hoping that luck is on their side as they try to win the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Tonight's drawing, approximately $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, making headlines are these maternity deserts where there are multiple counties where pregnant women cannot find a place to deliver their baby. We're being told by Fox News that over a third of U.S. counties do not have obstetric providers or birthing centers, which means 5 million women in the U.S. might not be able to find maternity care. More than one-third, 36% of U.S. counties are considered maternity care deserts. No obstetrician or birthing centers. Wow, that's frightening. They say in just 1 year, the number of birthing hospitals has decreased by 4%. Since 2018, we've lost 301 birthing units. Now, these are some key findings from the March of Dimes latest report. They say where you live matters. Maternity care deserts and the crisis of access and equity It explores the state of maternity care through all 50 states, D.C., as well as Puerto Rico. The nonprofit organization based in Arlington County, Virginia, March of Dimes, wants to improve the health of mothers and babies. This is the sixth iteration of the maternity report, but it's the first one to break down the numbers by state and county. They say we're looking at every aspect of these maternity care deserts, from miles being driven to chronic conditions, as well as socioeconomic and racial backgrounds. As more units and providers are closing, the number of maternity deserts is on the rise, putting women and babies at risk. So this is interesting. The big cities, you know, people always ask, well, where should I live? And I'll ask them, you know, what I always ask about the hospital and medical center. You know, well, you know, there's no level one trauma nearby. I'd have to be life flighted. Well, if you are going to be driving a lot or doing things, you know, I might want to be near a level one trauma center. That's just me because I'm a physician. But, okay, what about a labor floor, OB floor? Does your hospital do deliveries? I don't know. Well, are you planning to start a family? Yes. Well, then you might want to rethink that one. You know, and we had an issue. I don't know if it's still an issue, but there's a city in southern Nevada that had to close its labor and delivery hospital because they didn't have enough providers. Now, not having enough people to deliver babies, you would think at this day and age we would have plenty, as medical schools are taking in exorbitant amounts of individuals and students. But the truth of the matter is it's not easy work. They've actually had to change the field from being on call, where you never slept and you kept being woken up in the middle of the night to deliver a baby. You have a lot of individuals burn out from that. You know, I love delivering babies, but to be always awake because she might deliver tonight, you're never sleeping. So now what they've done, the industry has done, is have laborists where whoever's taking care of you in the medical setting, in the clinic, is not necessarily going to be the one to deliver you. You're going to have a completely new doctor or medical provider that does shifts in the hospital, 12 hours on, 12 hours off, something like that. And then those individuals would be the ones. So if you do go into labor finally at 4 a.m. and your cervix is dilated and now the baby's ready to come out, the laborists are there. And you don't necessarily have to wait for your doctor to get in the car and come down. But I don't think we have enough individuals, which is why maybe they're struggling. Yeah, I told you, when I was an ER doc in a small town, I was asked if I deliver babies. And yeah, I know how to deliver babies. They go, good. Can you cover the OB call for this weekend? I said, absolutely not. And they said, why not? We have no OBs. I go, because I can't perform an emergency hysterectomy. And the hospital administrator said, we're not asking you to do an emergency hysterectomy, Dr. Dahlia Wax. We are asking you to cover OB call. And I go, thank you, Miss Administrator, and I appreciate it. I'm honored. But if a woman and we cannot deliver her vaginally, and we cannot use vacuum, and we cannot use forceps, and we have to then go into the OR and try to do a C-section, and she actually ends up having a ruptured uterus, or she's bleeding out, or we find cancer, I need to be prepared and able to do the most remote, rare thing that needs to be done, or I better not volunteer. And I know she looked a little miffed by that, but when I brought it up to other doctors, they said, you did 1,000% correct. Just because you know how to deliver babies and even perform a C-section doesn't mean you know how to handle the emergencies. You have no business taking on OB call if you don't have the expertise and the training in all situations. But the city didn't have any OBs on call that weekend. And so, you know, I've been through that situation. It's frustrating. Yeah, and I said, look, I'm going to still cover ER. If somebody goes into vaginal labor, I'm here for them. But just don't tell individuals to come here on purpose, letting them think they have an obstetrician with full licensure. And no, that won't work. And so it's interesting how, you know, we're in this situation where we don't have enough. Now, why would a hospital close their birthing center? Isn't it lucrative? Well, as we heard from that Yuma hospital, they're not getting paid from migrants and many individuals using their hospital. If federal funds doesn't keep infusing into them, they're not making money. And so if you are underserved and you don't have insurance, you know, we have a system, which I support, where the hospitals are going to take care of you. No one is going to kick you out in the street if you are a pregnant mom in labor. We are going to take care of you for free. But how many times can we do that for free? Eventually, these hospitals don't have the money. They close down. And does the government have enough to help individuals, especially many individuals coming across the border, to deliver their babies for free? So it's a problem. We provide a lot of free health care. A lot of it. And so many Americans can't access. There's either no more beds or the hospitals just aren't open anymore. I mean, luckily, my insurance paid for my delivery. But I don't know how many times the hospital gets paid for deliveries. So sadly, sometimes high-risk patients have to be helicoptered or in a plane. Imagine being in labor, waiting, you know, or having to be 6 or 8 hours away from home. So we do need to train more providers. We do need to make sure these medical centers have the funding, have plenty of beds. By the way, you also need the labor nurses or doulas or midwives. You know, I could deliver babies, but I need also the NICU sometimes in case it's a premature baby or a ward for the newborns. If you don't have enough medical providers to take care of newborns, then you can't deliver there either. You might have enough OBs, labor nurses, enough beds, but if there's not enough NICU providers, what do you do with an infant that needs immediate care? You can't deliver there then. So that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got David on the line. Hi, David. How you doing?
A little bit above average, as you know, doctor. Temperature just dropped down to the 111, 112s, and now we tell our friends and the other guys, we're going into the zeros, you know, like 109, 108.
Burr. Yeah.
We're next door to Yuma. This is Imperial County. Our population is about 25% less than theirs. Two hospitals here instead of one hospital. The bigger hospital, El Centro's in the southern part where we're 10 miles from the Mexican border. Brawley's about 13 miles to the north. And that's the hospital that keeps the maternity open, and they closed the maternity down in this hospital in El Centro. And a year and a half ago, we had somebody come from Mexicali who had cash in hand, of course, and her second baby was born in Brawley, California, where the Mexicans used to, back in the 50s, they'd go all the way to Brawley to get their baby born. But the person that came to get a baby in January of 2022 was the female governor of the state of Baja California, Marina de Pilar Avila. And her first child that was born there about 10 years ago, and now her second child was born there a year and a half. Just piece of interesting information. Dual citizenship for everybody, of course.
Wow.
But they
wow.
have money to pay for the baby, of course. But that's
wow.
just interesting. It's kind of like the kids from Mexicali, from the prestigious families, like the other governor's kid, the mayor's kid. They go to maybe Sacred Heart School here, for the Catholic school, the private school right here in Imperial County. Anyway, you know, helps with their language abilities.
Well, now, David, how is it in terms of hospital access and clinic access? Are you guys noticing that, you know, they're getting full, they're getting overrun? What's it like in terms of regular medical access?
Oh, it's overrun. They got to wait around. Oh, they've got to wait around. Even in some of the doctor's offices, wait around, because the Medicaid, so it's called Medi-Cal, population here is quite large. It's just... Mm. It's rough. It's rough. There's a decrease in service. Remember, the doctors here in these areas is an ESL group. That means they're from other countries. ESL means English. It's their second language, okay? They're in English is their second language.
Well, that's interesting because, because, I mean, I do have a lot of former students and residents that work in border, you know, in cities that are along the border. But, no, I hear you. It's, and, of course, you know, obviously I help train them to be bilingual so they can you know, interact with patients. But it is. I don't think we have enough facilities. And, you know, it's fascinating. And unfortunately, even if we go socialize, which I hope we never do, that's the way it's going to be. People with the money, people with the resources will get the care.
Yeah, it'll be like in the cities of Mexicali now. As far as the hospital's going broke and El Centro Hospital needing an emergency $41 million loan, that stuff, I imagine, Dr. Dahlia, is all over the country.
Yes.
The COVID thing upset everything, the accounting, giving away so much money for people to work just one day in the COVID.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, yep. Also, people don't have to pay medical bills. They don't get that dinged on their and I'm mixed on that, where, you know, you don't have to necessarily have that hurt your credit. But when the average person says, what are you going to do if I don't pay my bill? If money's not coming in, it's hard to keep these open. David, thank you so much for calling. You stay cool out there, okay? Hang in there. Appreciate your call. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, you know, paying for health care, I wish I had the answer. You know, when I was not a fan of Obamacare, and I had said there's flaws, there's major flaws, even though I agree that pre-existing conditions should not be a reason for an insurance company to not pay, I knew that 2,000-plus page bill was going to be a cluster and a half, because they didn't have doctors run it. It was all full of politics and pork and greasing one politician and another, and there wasn't a lot of common sense. And so if you are going to be a country that wants us to take, you know, bring us, you're tired, you're weak, you're, you know, however the saying goes, and mind you, I'm a daughter of an immigrant, you know, if you want to be, you know, a country that is there for everybody and a beacon of freedom, you can't just get them in and then leave them on the streets, as we've seen homeless populations rise of migrants. That's not being a country as a beacon of freedom and hope. That's getting them in and then dumping them and leaving them to the wolves. Okay, you know, if you are going to take an immigrant, then you have to be, you know, you have to... check the list. Go, you know, do we have jobs for these individuals? Do we have food? Do we have formula? Do we have medical care, medical access? Do we have room in schools? If you don't, if the schools are overrun, if the medical centers are overrun, if there's no jobs, if there's, and I understand that, you know, in some areas there might be jobs, other areas not. But, you know, if you don't have your own population taken care of, What are you doing taking in more? You got to get the system fixed. And our medical system is very, very vulnerable right now. In fact, I think there was another, I think another hospital system got hacked. I think there was a cyber attack. I don't even know if we have our acts together when it comes to foreign security. But a quote-unquote data security incident happened yesterday where multiple hospitals and clinics had to divert people from going to their ERs and ambulances. We don't have enough primary care services or ER services as it is. Then again, then you add on top of that the cyber attacks. So we're being told, according to The Messenger and being reported by MSN, that the data security incident began yesterday at facilities operated by Prospect Medical Holdings, which is based in California, and has hospitals and clinics there and in Texas, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. So according to the company, they said in a statement, upon learning of this, we took our systems offline to protect them and launched an investigation with the help of third-party cybersecurity specialists. While our investigation continues, we are focused on addressing the pressing needs of our patients, and we work diligently to return to normal operations. So we don't really have all the details on the attack, but what ends up happening is if somebody is trying to extort or blackmail, they will say they hold the ransom. They'll say they hold the data ransom, and they will release it online, which could basically put a company under. And so the company either has to pay, or they have to suffer the consequences. Most of the time, these companies pay, which is a shame. All right, and our data should not have our personal data, our gynecological records, our medical records, our social security, our home address. It shouldn't be accessible to a foreign element or a hacker, but it is because we're not doing paper charts anymore. So paper charts, nobody from another country was going to get to my office and access them because they were paper under lock and key. We don't do that now. Everything's computerized. And then we also don't continue to function if we're hacked. When we had a hospital system hacked in my neck of the woods, they had to divert patients. And my students were calling me saying, oh, yeah, it's horrible. I can't order a CAT scan. And I go, why don't you go downstairs and tell the radiologist and order it on paper? We can't do it. It all has to be on the computer. So now you already have hospitals overwhelmed having to take other patients because the computers are down. You should be able to take care of patients whether a computer is up or not. If electricity goes down, you have a generator. But we're not prepared. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.